Hey everyone, welcome back to the Anti-Anxiety Stoic. I'm your host, Dylan Brooks, and let's be real, sometimes life feels like a relentless barrage of tadas, deadlines, and existential dread, right? But guess what? We've got the power to rewrite that narrative. Today, we're diving into something super powerful. Creating a positive affirmations practice for better mental health. Think of it as mental armor, a shield against negativity, and a secret weapon to unlock your inner badass. Ever felt like your mind is on autopilot, running through a loop of self-doubt and worries? You know that feeling when you catch yourself thinking things like, I'm not good enough, or this is way too hard. Well, those negative thoughts can become super sticky, like lint clinging to your favorite sweater. That's where affirmations come in. They're like little pep talks for your brain, designed to reprogram those negative thought patterns and replace them with positive, empowering beliefs. And the best part? It's a skill you can learn and master. So, buckle up, because we're about to explore 5 key takeaways that will help you build a rock-solid affirmations practice. Number 1. Make it personal. Don't just copy generic affirmations from a website or app. Think about your specific needs and struggles. Maybe you struggle with self-confidence, or perhaps you need a little boost of motivation. Craft affirmations that directly address those areas. For example, instead of saying I am confident, try something like I believe in my abilities and trust my instincts. Number 2. Keep it positive. This one seems obvious, but it's crucial. Affirmation should focus on what you want to achieve, not what you don't want. Instead of saying, I will not be anxious, try I'm calm and centered. It's all about shifting your energy towards the positive. Number 3. Make it present tense. Your affirmation should feel like reality already. Think of it this way. If you're affirming something in the future tense, your brain might think that hasn't happened yet. But when you use present tense, you create a stronger sense of belief and conviction. So, instead of I will be successful, try I am successful. Number 4. Repeat, repeat, repeat. Think of affirmations as mental workouts. The more you practice them, the more powerful they become. Aim to repeat your affirmations several times each day, ideally in front of a mirror. This helps with visualization and internalizing those positive messages. And finally, number 5. Be patient and persistent. Building new habits takes time and effort. Don't get discouraged if you don't see results overnight. Just keep showing up for yourself, even when it feels tough. Remember, you're rewiring your brain. Think of it like learning a new language. It takes practice and dedication, but the rewards are worth it. Now let me paint you a picture. Imagine you're preparing for an important presentation at work. Your heart is racing, your palms are sweating, and self-doubt creeps in. But instead of letting those negative thoughts take over, you pause and repeat your affirmations. I am confident, prepared, and capable. You visualize yourself delivering the presentation with grace and impact. You feel a surge of calm and focus. See how powerful that is. Affirmations can literally change your mindset and your outcomes. So, what's your takeaway today? Remember, you have the power to shape your thoughts and beliefs. By creating a positive affirmations practice, you can reprogram your mind for success, cultivate inner peace, and unlock your full potential. Don't underestimate the power of words. They have the ability to transform your life. Ready to make a difference? Start by choosing one affirmation that resonates with you and repeat it throughout the day. Feel the shift in your energy and mindset. Share this episode with a friend who might benefit from these insights, and join me tomorrow for another dose of the Anti-Anxiety Stoic. Keep calm, keep courageous, and keep growing.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.